You're listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Hello and welcome to another CMF podcast with me, Andrew Horton. Nursing's in the news this week. A Care Quality Commission report is out with damning results on nursing care standards at many hospitals across the land. In unannounced spot checks, the focus was primarily on whether elderly patients were treated with respect and whether they were getting adequate and appropriate food and drink. The CQC found 55 cases described as alarming, 35 institutions in need of improvement, while 20 were found to be failing seriously. I spoke to CMF's Head of Allied Professions Ministry, Steve Fouch, to get his reaction, but also to see how Christians in healthcare can and should respond.
I think it is concerning. The Care Quality Commission went to 100 NHS hospitals to do unannounced spot checks on the standard of dignity that was afforded to patients and whether patients were getting adequate nutritional support. And what they found was 55 instances of alarmingly bad standards of care, 35 institutions that needed improvements in their care, 20 that had serious problems that needed to be addressed. What's even more concerning is that several of the institutions where there were problems, they had already flagged that there was a problem earlier in the year, back in May, when they did a report on a smaller number of NHS trusts in this whole area of showing dignity and caring for people's nutritional needs. So this is a very focused study, but it's showing that, you know, patients were being left on toilets with the doors open or curtains pulled back. People were not getting food given to them when they needed it. When they were unable to feed themselves, food was being left on tables and on trays out of their reach. Patients who took long time to eat were getting the food whisked away because the nurses had to get on with their routine, and so on and so forth. So even in just these small areas of human dignity and making sure people are getting adequate nutrition, bad failings in several institutions.
What do you think is the cause of this, Steve? How have we got into this situation?
I mean, I think the first thing to say is that actually the vast majority of the care that's given has been good, but it's a significantly large number that are failing. It's a minority, but it's a significant minority. I think there are lots of reasons why this could be the case. And, you know, the Royal College of Nursing is saying it's understaffing and lack of financial support. Other people are saying that it's falling training standards. I think we have a cultural issue here. We tend to assume that care and compassion and affording people dignity and concern is an innate human quality. It's not. It's something we learn. And it's something we learn by working with other people who show those skills. We have an NHS now that's obsessed with targets and throughput, so we stop treating patients as people but as units to be processed through a system. That tends to depersonalise care, and that tends to stop people being treated as human beings who should be afforded dignity and concern. But we also then pass that on to our students as we train them, because they see a system that's more concerned with throughputs than with care. So it's creating a cultural change. But I think it's also something that's actually wider in our society. I think we've lost the sense that certain people, that all people have dignity and value, that some lives are not worth living. So we've started to devalue some people, especially, I would say, the elderly and the very vulnerable. And that, as a consequence, means that we're less inclined as individuals and as a society to show them the care and compassion that they deserve.
But as Christians and Christians working in healthcare, what are the responsibilities and the action points that can be taken from stories like this?
Well, first of all, as professionals, we have a responsibility to make sure we always provide the best standard of care. That's what we're there as professionals, whether we're Christians or of any other faith or no faith at all. And I think that's a fairly universally accepted standard. But as Christians, we are called to see Christ in every person that's around us. And Jesus said very explicitly to his disciples that whenever they showed care and compassion for the most vulnerable people, they were showing it to him. If we don't do that, we're not honouring our God, we're not honouring Jesus, and we're not honouring what he's taught us. It's got to be right at the centre of what we do as Christians in nursing or medicine, is caring for each person as if we were caring for Jesus himself.
What would be the impact that Christians could have to change this trend around, do you think, Steve?
Well, as I said before, one of the important things about understanding care and compassion is it's something that's absorbed, that's learnt by seeing other people practice it. If we choose to practice care and compassion on up with our patients, if we choose to see them as Jesus and caring for them as if we were caring for him, we model something to our colleagues, to our students, that encourages them to do the same. If we show an example, and if we make sure that we're practicing the best standards of care for our patients, then that's going to rub off on other people. And we have to be prepared to buck the trends. If the system is so focused on targets, we should change our focus always to be focused on the individual patient as a human being, made in the image of God and deserving the utmost care, dignity and compassion.
Steve Fouch there commenting on the new Care Quality Commission report on nursing standards. Check out a video blog with Steve on this on the CMF blog, that's www.cmfblog.org.uk. Right, I want to end this podcast by introducing you to a brand new member of staff here at the Christian Medical Fellowship. I could tell you more about her, but I'll leave it up to her to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Dimity Grant-Frost, and I'm the new Nurses Student Staff Worker at CMF.
Great to have you on board here at CMF, joined just a few weeks ago. How have you found the welcome so far?
I've really enjoyed my first couple of weeks here. Everyone's been really nice. It's great meeting people from so many different backgrounds and different church backgrounds, and yeah, so far everyone's been lovely.
How have you come to be in this position? What's your background? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you might be able to hear from the accent. I'm from Australia originally, and I nursed out there for a year. I did my training out there and then moved to London about 8 years ago now. Have worked in palliative care in the community and in hospitals as well, and have completed, a couple of years ago, took a year out of nursing to do a ministry apprenticeship at my church. So that's kind of my background, and now I'm hoping this role will sort of combine the little bit of ministry that I've done and the nursing background together into one job.
What are some of the challenges, do you think, that Christian nurses face today?
I think a lot of them are similar to the challenges that other Christians are facing in their workplaces. So the NHS is becoming increasingly a secular environment. And I think, you know, we see in the papers increasing stories about Christians being persecuted, for want of a better word, for their faith. So I think those are some of the challenges. How do we do evangelism well and in a way that is respectful? And I just think really about being people of integrity. So in an environment that is more secular, how can we be the same people, you know, in our workplaces as we are on Sundays when we're in church? I think that's a really big issue.
So even more important, a role like yours to help support Christian nurses.
Yeah, hopefully. I think it's really important that that Christians everywhere are demonstrating integrity and that we are being faithful disciples of Jesus. And I think for nurses in particular who are helping people face serious illness, facing death, you know, who are really meeting people in the trickiest times of their lives, to be able to be a person of integrity in that time and to demonstrate the love of Christ in that time is really important. And yeah, I'm hoping we'll be able to make a difference in the work that we're doing here at CMF.
How important is it to have this nursing strand to CMF, do you think?
I obviously think it's really important. You could argue that I'm biased. But I think, I think my sense is that that our medical colleagues are really behind us, that the doctors who have grown this organisation are really behind us as a small group of nurses trying to grow the work. And I think it's really important. I think, you know, that nurses need to be speaking up on issues in society as much as our medical colleagues are, and need to be equipped to do that. And I think in lots of ways nurses are really front line in a way that our medical colleagues aren't. They do amazing work, and we need them, obviously. But nurses really are at the forefront of healthcare. So I think, you know, again, as Christian nurses, that makes it really important that we're doing our job in that very front line atmosphere in a godly way, and means that we're in a good position to be able to speak out and affect change and just really gauge what's happening in people's lives and try to support them with that.
What are your sort of personal hopes for this role?
Personally, I suppose I've only been here 2 weeks. I'm already learning a lot about myself. I'm learning a lot about God. I'm learning a lot about ministry. I hope that will continue. I hope I don't just become a professional Christian as such, but that I have an ongoing and growing relationship with God myself. I guess it's about, I'm someone who tends to have big dreams. So I do have big dreams for the Christian nurses and midwives. But I think it's trying to submit those dreams to God and to pray that he will do something big, but he'll do something big that will glorify him and that it will improve society and that will make us a more godly society and that will make individual nurses more godly people. So yeah, big hopes and big dreams, but trying to make sure that what happens next is God's plan and not necessarily mine.
Well, we wish you well, Dimity, and that's all for another podcast from me, Andrew Horton. Goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.